Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Sacred Economics, Money, Gift, and Society in the Age of Transition. Charles Eisenstein invites us on a profound journey of reimagining the role of money in our lives and society. At the heart of this compelling book lies a revolutionary perspective on how we could shift from an economy based on scarcity and competition to one founded on principles of abundance, generosity, and community. Eisenstein argues that the current economic system, driven by interest-bearing debt, inevitably leads to social and ecological degradation. Through a blend of history, economics, and philosophy, Sacred Economics not only diagnoses the problems with our existing economic framework, but also offers an inspiring vision of a more connected, sustainable, and equitable world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the history of money and its social consequences. Eisenstein dives deep into the history of money, tracing its evolution from ancient gift economies to the modern age of interest-bearing debt. He illuminates how this transition gradually led to a pervasive sense of separation from each other, from our communities, and from the natural world. This historical perspective lays bare the social consequences of our current economic system, including widening inequality, a diminishing sense of community, and an unsustainable exploitation of Earth's resources. Revealing the profound impact that the design of money has on our social structures and relationships, Eisenstein sets the stage for envisioning a new economic paradigm. Secondly, the concept of gift economies, Sacred Economics, introduces readers to the concept of gift economies as a viable alternative to the scarcity-driven markets dominating today's world. In gift economies, value is created by the circulation of goods and services without an explicit expectation of reciprocity. This creates a culture of abundance, strengthens community bonds, and fosters mutual aid. Eisenstein explains how incorporating the principles of gift economies into our current system could remedy many of its failings, reduce competition, and lead to more cooperative societies. By revisiting the ancient wisdom of gift giving, we are encouraged to rethink value, wealth, and human connection. Thirdly, negative interest and the decommodification of life. One innovative solution Eisenstein proposes is the introduction of negative interest currency, which would lose value over time. This unconventional idea aims to discourage hoarding and encourage spending and investment in community and ecological well-being. By making money something that needs to flow, much like a gift, the author believes it could lead to a decommodification of essential life goods like water, air, and the earth itself. This chapter unpacks the potential of negative interest to transform our economy from one that incentivizes extraction and accumulation to one that rewards sharing and stewardship. Fourthly, restoring the commons. Eisenstein passionately argues for the restoration of the commons, a system where resources are not owned but shared collectively. In Sacred Economics, this vision of shared abundance contrasts starkly with the privatization and monopolization that characterize contemporary capitalism. The author explores how re-establishing the commons could lead to more equitable access to essential resources, mitigate environmental destruction, and foster a culture of collaboration and respect for the natural world. By reimagining ownership, Eisenstein envisions a society that honors ecological balance and the interconnectedness of life. Lastly, building community and social cohesion. A significant portion of Sacred Economics is devoted to the imperative of rebuilding community ties and social cohesion as antidotes to the alienation and isolation that mark modern life. Eisenstein argues that a shift towards gift economies and shared resources naturally cultivates stronger, more interconnected communities. He provides practical examples and strategies for individuals and groups to foster a sense of belonging and mutual care. By elevating community well-being alongside ecological and economic health, Eisenstein presents a holistic vision for transforming our world into one where every individual feels valued and connected. In conclusion, Charles Eisenstein's Sacred Economics, Money, Gift, and Society in the Age of Transition is not merely a critique of our current economic system, but a profound invitation to envision and create a more equitable, sustainable, and connected world. Through a rich tapestry of history, theory, and visionary ideas, Eisenstein presents practical pathways for transitioning to an economy based on generosity, community, and ecological stewardship. This book is a crucial read for anyone feeling disenchanted with the status quo of consumer capitalism and seeking meaningful ways to contribute to a more just and harmonious society. By embracing the principles of gift economies, negative interest, and the restoration of commons, we can foster environments where human and ecological thriving are the currency of success. If you would like to support Charles Eisenstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.